At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Today, the download numbers have been off the charts this month. So if you have made the Minnesota Tim Podcast a part of your day, I greatly appreciate that. There's a lot to get to on today's episode. The Minnesota Timberwolves are on a four-game win streak. They sat eighth in the Western Conference. The Minnesota Vikings are solidified as the third seed in the NFC. They will face off against the Giants on Sunday at 3:30. And one of my favorite stories of the day, of the weekend, is that the Detroit Lions defeated the Green Bay Packers on Sunday Night Football. This is a game that got flexed to Sunday night due to the ramifications of this game. That's a word that sounds like what it means. Ramifications. There are words out there in the world that sound like what they mean, like pit, like he fell into a pit. The word pit sounds like what the definition means. It doesn't sound like a good place, a pit. Yeah, ramifications. There's a lot of ramifications in that Lions-Packers game. And I want to be clear here because so many Minnesota Vikings fans root so hard for the Green Bay Packers to lose because they like to shove it in their faces once they do lose, and the Packers love it when the Vikings lose. It goes back and forth, hand in hand. Historically, I have not been that way. And why? I do not rejoice when the Green Bay Packers have lost in the playoffs. I don't want them to win. But I'm not rejoicing when they lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady a couple of years ago at Lambeau Field. I'm not rejoicing when they lost to the San Francisco 49ers year after year after year. And why is that? I'm not rejoicing because the Minnesota Vikings are sitting at home watching the game. And who are we as Minnesota Vikings fans to come at Green Bay Packers fans? Because their team actually made it to the playoffs. Their teams actually are playing significant games. But yesterday, Sunday evening, was different. The Minnesota Vikings are 13-4. They are the 3 seed facing against the Giants, the 6 seed. They won the division. They beat the Packers the first time and lost to them the second time. The Packers have not outplayed the Minnesota Vikings this season, which makes this loss by the Green Bay Packers even sweeter. Knowing the Vikings made the playoffs and knowing the Vikings outplayed the Packers for most of the season, now we can come at the Packers and say, hey, we're in the playoffs. We're the 3 seed. We kicked your butt in week 1. You kicked our butt in week 17. Big deal. But now you're going home because you lost to Matt Campbell and Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions. Aaron Rodgers could not get past the Detroit Lions. And that is significant because Rodgers, year after year, would destroy the Lions. He owned the Lions like he owned the Chicago Bears. But now the Lions beat them twice this season. And Aaron Rodgers is nowhere near the same quarterback that he once was. He was throwing balls in the dirt. He threw a couple of interceptions in the first showing, three picks. Almost threw two interceptions last night. He did throw one at the end of the game. I saw this out there. It's pretty funny. If this was indeed Aaron Rodgers' last game, the last throw by Aaron Rodgers was an interception, just like Brett Favre's last throw for the Green Bay Packers was an interception against the New York Giants. I was enthusiastic last night after the Packers lost to the Lions at home at Lambeau Field. Most people thought the Packers would roll. The Lions had nothing to play for after the Seattle Seahawks snuck out against the Los Angeles Rams in another thrilling game earlier that day. But they were playing for pride. They were playing to knock out the Packers. And that's exactly what they did. I wonder if the Detroit Lions would have won if they needed to win to get into the playoffs. You could see how free the Detroit Lions were playing because they had nothing to play for. Some of the play calls were risque because if they did win or lose, it didn't matter. They were going home the next day. Like the throw to Amon-Ra St. Brown and then the pitch to the running back who ran for like 14 yards. And then they went for it on fourth and one. If they have a chance at the playoffs, are they going for it on fourth and one? I don't know. To go up by 7 under 2 minutes remaining, the Packers have zero timeouts. How could you not kick the field goal if the worst situation that could happen to you is overtime? So I think it was a huge advantage to the Lions in winning that game because there was no pressure to win that game. The Seahawks are cheering for them, but who cares? And I don't watch many games during the NFL season. Outside of the Minnesota Vikings games, I like to watch every single one of those, regardless of record. But I watched most of that Lions-Packers game. And I told my wife, because I don't want to be that husband that sits on the couch and watches 9 hours of football each day. I don't want to watch football for 3 hours on Thursday. I don't want to watch football for 3 hours on Monday. And I don't want to watch football for 9 hours on Saturday and Sunday. I'm just not made up that way. I cannot sit on a couch all day and watch game after game after game, watch the Red Zone channel. I can't do it. I watch the Vikings game. I take a break. And you know what? Most of the time, we don't even watch the Sunday night football game. We'll maybe turn it on. I need to watch a possession. I just want to watch this quarterback, and then we'll turn it off. And last night's Packers-Lions game, it's 9-6 at halftime. And the Lions start with the ball. And I turned to my wife, and I said, we can watch the first possession of the second half, see what happens to the Lions, and then we'll go to bed. Because if they score a touchdown, then it's a game. But, you know, if they go 3 and out and then the Packers come down, score a touchdown, ball game, it's over. Well, the Lions 3 and out, minute 47 possession time, and then they punt. And I'm like, okay, let's just watch another possession. Let's see what the Packers do. Well, the Packers don't do a whole lot. And then the Lions come back down, score a touchdown. Now it's 13-9. And I'm like, oh, I said we're going to go to bed. I'm going to stick to my word, and we're going to go to bed. And my wife's like, oh, let's stay. Let's watch the game. You can stay and watch the game. And I was like, oh, you know, I said we're going to go to bed, so we should go to bed. So we went to bed, got prepared, brushed our teeth. prayed, cuddled, did the whole thing. And then I checked the score, and the Lions are down 16-13 at this point, and they're at the Green Bay Packers 1 yard line. And I check it, and they score a touchdown. It's 20-16. And I'm like laying in bed still. My wife's like, you can go downstairs and watch the game. I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty comfortable. You know, we're cuddling. It feels kind of good. Feels really good. And then I remembered a little light bulb shone in my ear. A little popped up. And I was like, the NBC app on my phone. So I went to the app store, downloaded the NBC app, got the 30-minute free trial to watch the rest of the Packers-Lions game. I was into that game. And I told my wife earlier, I'm going to want to follow this game if it is a close game. Now, if it's a blowout, I could care less. I couldn't care less. So many people get that wrong. I couldn't care less if that game was a blowout. But that was spectacular. That was tasty, if I do say so myself. And why was it tasty? It was tasty because the Vikings are in the playoffs. It was tasty because the Vikings are 13-4. It was tasty because for the first time in a long time, the Vikings can rejoice in their own season. We can rejoice in the Vikings season. And we don't need to put all of our eggs in a basket of the Packers losing. So it was enjoyable. It was tasty. It was dessert. But the Minnesota Vikings season was the steak. That was the pork. That was the chicken breast. That was the substantial part of the meal. The Packers just provided a little frosting on top. And I loved it. That was phenomenal. All right, everyone, thank you for listening to this episode of the Minnesota Tim Podcast. I'll be back later this week with Jake's Takes. I'm sure we'll react to the Packers' loss to the Lions. I need to touch on the Minnesota Timberwolves, like I said at the beginning of the podcast. 4-game win streak. They beat the Denver Nuggets, Portland Trailblazers, the Clippers, and then the Houston Rockets after trailing once by 20. So 3 of those 4 wins are no joke. Houston Rockets should have never been down by 20 in the first place. But hey, they got the win on the road, 4 in a row, 8th seed in the Western Conference. The West is struggling mightily this year. They are not doing good. A lot of teams in the West. Everyone have a great day. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.